All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. This week coming to you from the United Center in Chicago. And we've got some interesting matches coming up as Rick Martel and Terry Taylor and Mark Mero and Johnny B. Badd trade off opponents this week. You have Dangerous Doug Gilbert facing off against Barry Horowitz. The Gorgeous Gentleman in a non-title match with the Stud Stable. And then our main event is the American Tag Team titles on the line. Too Cool defending the titles against Iceman King Parsons and Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. This is going to be a great lineup tonight, so let's get right into it. First match has Rick the Model Martel facing off against Mark Mero. And Martel and Mero have an even match. Both men show great promise, but the tide changes when Johnny B. Badd makes his way down the aisle. Mero is distracted by Badd's presence, and Martel is able to roll him up for the pin. In a time of 10 minutes, 5 seconds, your winner is Rick the Model Martel. When he gets up, Mero demands that Badd gets into the ring and face him like a man. He will whip him like he did last week. Badd climbs into the ring, but Tommy Young is able to keep them separated. In a strange turn of events, Martel talks Mero into leaving the ring with him. Badd stays around to await his scheduled opponent, Rick Martel's rival Terry Taylor, who comes down to the ring to face him. Taylor and Badd have a decent match. Taylor has the match well in hand before Mark Mero returns to the ring. Taylor sends Badd into the ropes, but Mero trips him. Tommy Young calls for the bell as Mero drags Badd out of the ring, giving him the win by disqualification in a time of 11 minutes, 15 seconds. Taylor and Dillon discuss whether he should get involved as Mero and Badd brawl at the end of the aisle. Taylor and Dillon decide to leave the ring. They almost get out of the ringside area, but Badd whips Mero into the guardrail right in front of him. Taylor barely pulls Dillon out of the way. As they step over Mero, Martel makes his way down the aisle. Martel nails Taylor with a chain. Martel turns to knock Dillon out with a chain. Martel and Taylor brawl until the Illinois Tag Team Champions, the Stud Stable, come out to separate Martel and Taylor. The referees come down to separate Badd and Mero. So, a lot of bad blood between these four guys. I don't know what's going to happen between these three, or these four. After everything gets cleared up around the ring, we go on to our next match. Jerry the King Lawler facing off against Davey Boy Smith. And Lawler and Smith have a good match. Both men seek to show their dominance in the ring. The match ends with a double clothesline that neither man can get to his feet before Jerry Calhoun's 10 count. Smith is almost to his feet when Calhoun calls for the bell, but Calhoun says he has counted both men out. Smith demands that he was up before the bell, but Calhoun won't listen to him. When Lawler gets back to his feet, Smith drops him with a vicious short clothesline before leaving the ring. The next match has Dangerous Doug Gilbert facing off against Barry Horowitz. And Doug and Barry have a decent match. It goes longer than it probably should have. Both wrestlers seem to get frustrated with each other about how the match is playing out. But Horowitz gets the pin with a sunset flip in a time of 11 minutes, 14 seconds. After the match, Eddie rushes down to the ring and attacks Horowitz. Devin Storm comes down to the ring to even up the odds. Iron Mike Sharp chases Devin down the ring. Terry Funk comes down to the ring and drags Eddie out of the ring. So this is a crazy brawl going on because, okay, you've got Devin Storm and Hot Stuff and Hyatt International, but what the heck is Terry Funk doing out there? What is the American Heavyweight Champion doing out there? Evening up the odds, I guess. All right, we move on. After that is all straightened out and the ring kind of put back together, you have the Stud Stable finding themselves in another non-title match this week. However, it's the former American Tag Team Champions, the Gorgeous Gentlemen, they're facing this week. There isn't the great air of arrogance from the Stud Stable, and everyone finds out why very quickly. Golden starts the match out against Garvin, but he leans out of the ring and begins puking. Dillon tells Tommy Young that they are giving up the match. Obviously, Golden is in no condition to wrestle tonight, and Fuller is not going to fight a handicap match. So, The Gorgeous Gentlemen win the match in a time of 1 minute 41 seconds. The Gorgeous Gentlemen have a muted celebration for their win. Adams takes the microphone from the ring announcer and challenges the winners of the American Tag Team titles match tonight for a match for the titles. The gentlemen know they can beat either team to reclaim the titles that were stolen from them. They'll be waiting for the champions at the end of the night. All right, we go back to the IAW Update Center. Last Saturday, again, we have the International Heavyweight title on the line as Rick Rude defended the title against Brad Armstrong. And that was an awesome match that led to a full hour time limit draw. Great match between those two. Wish I had both of those guys in the PWA, but neither one of them wants to sign at the moment. Maybe someday in the future. Maybe we might have the international championships back in the PWA in the near future. But let's not dwell on what may be. Let's dwell on what's now. The champions we have now, as the American Tag Team titles are on the line, as Too Cool faces off and defending the titles against Iceman King Parsons and Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. The challengers attack the champions on their way down to the ring. They quickly get the fight to the ring. Parsons quickly gets the pin on Taylor to win the titles in a time of 6 minutes, 57 seconds. Your winners and new American Tag Team champions are Iceman King Parsons and Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. Too Cool can't believe that the match is over already. Taylor tries to plead that he got his shoulder up, but Manning says no. So we have new champions. And we were about to say goodnight for the evening, but Eddie and Missy come down to the ring and challenge Terry Funk to defend the American Heavyweight title against Eddie tonight. Funk comes out and flatly refuses to give Eddie a title shot. Tonight or any night. Eddie tries to throw his weight around as a booker, which brings me out to the entrance ramp. Standing next to Funk, I say that I will make a deal for the two of them. I am signing a tag team match for these two guys. Since both are ready to get involved in another match tonight, the four extra wrestlers who haven't wrestled tonight can have their chance to be in the ring legitimately. So we will have Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert teaming up with Iron Mike Sharp to take on American Heavyweight Champion Terry Funk and former Interstate 74 champion, former American Tag Team Champion Devin Storm right here, right now to end the night. If Gilbert can pin Funk in this tag team match, he will have the title shot next week instead of Jerry Lawler's automatic rematch. So we go on to it. This odd tag team encounter was more bloodbath than actual wrestling match. Funk took the brunt of the match, somewhat keeping Devin safe in the corner. But nobody puts Devin in the corner. He comes into the ring as Eddie and Sharp are double teaming Funk. Funk is busted open and can barely see out of his eyes. When Devin climbs into the ring, they turn their attention on him. Eddie takes his time beating down Devin in the corner. Missy chokes him against the bottom rope as Nick Patrick finally gets them away from him. Sharp grabs Funk's branding iron and nails him over the head with it, while Eddie comes off the middle turnbuckle with a fist drop for the pin. In a time of 29 minutes, 25 seconds, your winners are Eddie Gilbert and Iron Mike Sharp. Missy joins them in the ring, and they stand tall as among the carnage as the ring starts to fill with trash. And the question becomes, who's got the title shot next week? Because, well, Eddie Gilbert pinned Funk, so that would give him the title shot instead of Jerry Lawler. Is Lawler going to have something to say about that? You're going to have to come back next week and find out as the PWA once again invades the Illinois State Fairgrounds. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. I will see you next week.